This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3888 for Wednesday, the 28th of June, 2023. Today's show is entitled, KeePass X See Recent CVE. It is hosted by some guy on the internet and is about 10 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, some guy on the internet talks about KeePass XC's security model and a recent CVE.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. I'm your host, some guy on the internet. Today, we're going to be talking about KeePass XC. So on June 20th, 2023, Jonathan White posted on a KeePass XC blog about an alleged vulnerability dubbed CVE Charlie Vector Echo 2023-35-866. This is centered around KeePass XC version 2.7.5. A user submitted this CVE suggesting that there is a flaw in KeePass XC version 2.7.5, and they classified it as a vulnerability, suggesting that the password, the offline password manager, does not offer online two-factor authentication during changes to the database, such as exporting passwords into clear text. So if you wanted to export your entire database to, you know, plain text or HTML or whatever, the user wanted it to prompt you for the master password before exporting the passwords to plain text. The user also mentioned that the password manager does not prompt you for authentication whenever you're doing things like registering a YubiKey, a hardware key. So the user filed the CVEs, suggesting that this lack of second authentication for the offline password manager leaves the user vulnerable. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now, I'm siding with the KeePass XC development team. This is not a vulnerability. And I believe that, yes, the user is confusing the KeePass XC security model when comparing it against online password managers that have to authenticate through the wire. There's been discussions on the blog. I'll have links down in the show notes. Other users have brought up some, you know, well, I guess these were members of the KeePass XC team. They've been mentioning things like, you know, if an attacker has access to your unlocked database, you have already lost. And I believe that wholeheartedly. If you leave your KeePass XC database unlocked for an attacker to simply have unfettered access, there is nothing that could stop them from screenshotting, just, you know, using their phone, using a notepad, taking pictures, whatever. So you lost. You just need to lock your database when you're not using it. And they offer, the KeePass XC development team offers some suggestions, you know, setting up the expiration timer on your database. So if it's inactive for, let's say, 5 minutes, it'll automatically lock the database, protecting you. Now, the user also pointed out that they believed the user was made vulnerable to the database being locked by the attacker, which would, in result, lock the owner out of their own password manager. So an example would be that the attacker approached the computer with the unlocked database, registers a YubiKey, and then lock the original owner out because now the original owner does not have the YubiKey to unlock the database. KeePass XC made clear that that's not something to worry about because if they wanted to just lock you out, they could just corrupt your database, right? If that's all they were trying to do is just lock you out, they would corrupt your database. Boom, now you no longer have access to it because it's corrupted. And we all know that backups, or the solution for things like this, because I mean, after all, sometimes hard drives, you know, I'm not going to go into all of that, but either way, this is not a vulnerability, but it will be brought up in the press as some massive vulnerability that's going to leave you vulnerable to all sorts of attacks across the world. and I wanted to give my 2 cents on it before it got a little too widespread. So KeePass XC version 2.7.5 is very safe to use. It's a local offline password manager, so you don't have to worry about these additional steps of re-authenticating once you've unlocked your database. You understand? If you're following decent practices, the reasonable ones that have been mentioned in the past by me and others, and KeePass XE also has information on their website that can further assist you with how to manage your database in a safe practice, you got nothing to worry about. They also mentioned that they're petitioning against this CVE because it's not a vulnerability. You know, it's a user that got a little confused about the security model and things got out of hand. All right, so let's talk about security theater. I just learned this term while going over this whole article from KeePass XE. I'm going to take us on over to Wikipedia, where we have a CCBYSA 4.0 article that we can use. Wikipedia tells us that security theater is an unsafe practice. It only gives the user the illusion of security with unnecessary security practices, such as prompting you over and over and over again for a password on an offline password manager, that kind of thing. Where some users may feel like this is a benefit, the reality is it's so minuscule if any benefit is provided through this practice. Overall, what it's going to do is it's going to convince people not to use security at all to avoid this constant prompting, right? In other words, turning off the whole password prompting just because it's annoying. It gets in the way. I'm going to start including this once I get set up to reboot the Oh No News again. I'm going to make sure I include this in the additional information section of the show. They give some great examples here on the page as well, such as confiscating water bottles, but then allow you to buy bottled water. That's something you've experienced if you've ever been to certain airports may do it. Don't let you bring your own bottled water in or whatever, but you can buy bottled water once you get in. But I think the airports will allow you to bring a thermos in, so long as it's empty when you bring it in, and then you fill it up at like a water fountain or something like that. I'd also like to put the question out to the community. Do you guys find this to be a helpful feature? Like if you use KeePass XE, do you find it to be helpful at all for you to be constantly prompted for your password after you've unlocked your password manager and begin using it? So whenever you want to add a new entry into your password manager or change an entry in your password manager, do you want to be prompted over and over again because you're making changes to the database? Or if you were exporting, right? Say, for instance, you're going to create a new database so that you can export some of your credentials from your personal database over to this new one, because maybe you're going into a work environment where you don't want to have all your credentials unlocked, only the necessary ones for that environment. So you export the necessary ones into a separate database that you can bring with you on like a thumb drive. Do you think it's necessary to prompt you whenever you're making changes, even though you've already authenticated? Personally, I don't. I don't think it's necessary. I think we all have to take a certain level of responsibility. You know, we have to own our own security and be responsible when using these technologies. I don't need KeePass XE to hold my hand as I'm using this password manager. They've done enough in creating it and making it superb, in my opinion. I don't need them looking over my shoulder constantly going, hey, are you sure you need to do that? Are you sure you need to? You know, it just gets annoying, in my opinion. But what do you think? You want to be prompted over and over again? Do you think the prompts are necessary? Do you think the prompts will help new users be more security minded or anything of that nature? What do you think? I'll tell you what, though. KeePass XE may want to take some time and better explain how their technology is intended to be used. I think that would be an excellent step forward, because if people are going to make the comparison in this technology, an offline password manager against something like an online password manager, it's best to have it made abundantly clear. Yes, they serve the same purpose, but they operate differently, and offer some detail as to why you are not necessarily prompted for every single action, whereas in an online password manager, you may need to be prompted simply because someone else is managing your secrets. All right, that's enough rambling from me on this episode. I just wanted to get in here and do a quick show on KeePass XC and the latest news. I'll catch you guys in the next episode.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.